This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another Raw Vlog. Today, I want to talk to you about our perception of love and how our perception of love is sometimes molded and affected by other people or other relationships. And I actually want to talk about two kind of extremes or two ends of this discussion. First of all, I want to talk about those people that you may come across, whether it's on social media or even like in person, and they have a very pessimistic outlook towards love. They may be very jaded. Maybe it's like an older couple or an older person or someone who's been married for a long time or someone who's been through a few relationships, and the way they make love seem is that there's no such thing as real love, and all relationships end up failing, and you always end up, you know, hating your spouse, and you always get sick of the person that you're with, and so on and so forth. Now, not to discount everything that this person has to say, right? Because it's important to learn from their experience as well, but understand that they may have gone through things in their life, and like I said, they have a very jaded and a pessimistic outlook towards relationships. And this perspective is actually dangerous because when someone is newly in love, so let's say, you know, keeping your head out, someone just got married and they have like those butterflies in their stomach and those, you know, that those initial feelings, and you feel like you're on cloud nine. That optimism is actually important to this relationship, because what optimism does is it helps us overlook other people's flaws and their faults. And in the beginning, when, you know, two people get together, you're basically taking two worlds and you're crashing them together, and there's a lot to get used to. So that optimism, that willingness to forgive and overlook, that helps the relationship, and it helps it develop and grow together. Now, we don't want to go in the other extreme as well, where people believe that love conquers all, that as long as you found the true love, then there's no obstacle that you can overcome, that even if you're completely incompatible with someone, that as long as the love is true, that this relationship will last. And that's the other extreme. And that is, I would say, extreme optimism, where we overlook serious incompatibility issues. And that is seen as well a lot of times on social media, especially from the younger crowd, you know, posts about love and so on and so forth. So someone who sees something like that, they may not realize that this is a little bit of a fantasy, because there's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't have its ups and downs. There's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't require work. There's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't require sacrifice. And if we think that love is just this fairy tale, then we're going to cut and run as soon as we see some problems. And as I said, the reality is that all relationships have problems. So these are the two extremes, right? It's important for us to be balanced in all matters, and specifically for the purpose of this conversation, love as well, that we have a realistic approach towards love, but at the same time, we're not, we don't become too pessimistic, where we think that, you know, there's no such thing as real love. But as always, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this topic as well. Leave your comment below. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about how you feel, obviously, number one. And number two, as I always say, if you have any experiences that you would like to share, please share with us, inshallah ta'ala, and hopefully we can all benefit. And until next time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.